Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, this is Doctrine of Truth, Bishop Poole. Glad to have you again here today in a wonderful day. Just another day. God bless you as well. Doctrine of Truth, I'm your host, Bishop Poole. I ask you to call a friend and ask a friend, amen, let them know that Doctrine of Truth is on the air, and our desire always is to get the truth from the grassroots level, where all listeners will call in and share their biblical experiences so that we all may grow thereby. Amen. We're talking about, in this study, the basics of Jesus' teaching, the basics of Jesus' teaching. Father, we ask you right now in the name of Jesus, you said where two or three come together in your name according to your word. God, in Matthew 18, chapter 18, 19, verse, there you be in the midst. Lord, we thank you, O God, for our callers. We thank you, Lord, for your word. And we thank you, Lord, for your diagram that help us to walk this world in your righteousness. Lord, we ask you to bless every caller, O God, whoever they might be, wherever they might be at this point in this time, Lord, when they view this program, there be a blessing to their soul. Uplift them and direct them. Heal them and deliver them. In the name of Jesus the Christ, O God, we pray. Amen, amen, amen. Jesus set up his church and he called his leaders to lead his congregation into righteousness. He made salvation a reality. Amen. Hearing the gospel message is not enough to be saved today. Amen. Any other time, you have to no longer yet to hear. Amen. Which it comes to the first step. Amen. The Bible says, hear the day that you hear his voice. Harden not your heart. The day that you hear a message, amen, about Christ, then you have to start making steps. You have to start making steps. Many people hear, amen, but they don't do anything of their own, amen. But we, as you begin to grow in Christ, that's the next step. But we're viewing here, in this lesson at this time, concerning, amen, all the basic teaching. When you come into Christ, amen, that you should be led in the ABCs of salvation, amen, that you can begin to grow, to begin to grow. We're looking at the book of Matthew, the Hebrews, the sixth chapter, and as always, on Doctrine of Truth, we always explain and to try to direct you to the right biblical translation. We always quote many different books, Bibles. We have the King James Bible. You have the Amplified Bible. You have the New International Bible. You have the American Standard Bible. You have the Good News Bible. Amen. And out of those four, there are many more, amen, where you can judge, make sure you have the right translation. Because today there are many voices out there, there are many religions out there. Amen. Jesus said so. He warned us in the book of Matthews, and he spoke about it in the last days. Amen. He said, he told us, be careful. There are many deceivers, amen, out there. They're challenging his word. Many false teachers are there. They're challenging Jesus' word. So a new believer, a person come in Christ, and accept Christ by the message, amen, the gospel message, amen, by the death, burial, and resurrection of Jesus Christ and how Jesus came, amen, that you can be saved, amen, and have a future of have an everlasting life through John 3:16, amen, is very well known, but at the same time, if it doesn't say John 3:16, God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, amen, that whosoever believe in him shall not perish, but have everlasting life, amen. When you begin to hear the message and the story of Jesus Christ, amen, and how he lived, he died, and he rose from the dead, and that he is now in heaven, preparing a place for all believers that who accept him as their Lord and Savior, he will forgive them of all the things that they had done wrong against God and against man. Amen. In Matthew 24, in the 4th verse of the 24th chapter, Jesus answered and said unto them, take heed that no man deceive you, for there come in my name many saying that I am Christ, and shall deceive many. So we always try to warn you, making sure that you have the right translation. Amen. And we quote many times concerning the King James, but we know, amen, there are other biblical translations that are acceptable, but we always try to begin with the King James Bible, so whereby you can grow and you can always go back to your studies, King James, and run it along with another Bible. Amen. You need a Bible dictionary, and you need a concordance that you can run reference, cross-reference, amen, from the Old Testament to the New Testament. Amen. You need a new, when you get the new translation, the new covenant, the New Testament, you have to have an old. Amen. Jesus came down through the 42 long generations, and quoted in the book of Matthew, the 1st chapter. Amen. You talk about Christmas and, amen, his birth. Amen. But he came, the promise started in the Garden of Eden. And he came down through all those different books, those generations. Jesus was born. Amen. And he died all the way through. That one Bible is just one big message, one giant message. Amen. Concerning how God delivered his people. Amen. Through legal matters. And you have the right to choose. Once you hear the information, amen, and you decide to say, yes, I'm going to choose this information. I'm going to accept Christ as my Lord and Savior. Then you have to find a biblical church. Those who gave you the message, those that led you into accepting Christ as your Lord and Savior, amen, they are prepared, amen, to have you to follow them to a place of worship, Bible believing, amen. All the Bible, from Genesis to Revelation, amen. All the Bible, and that's what that would take us into now. Hebrews, the sixth chapter of Hebrews, and they begin to talk now. Say, therefore, leaving the principles of the doctrine of Christ, let us go on to perfection, not laying again the foundation of repentance from dead work and of faith towards God. Amen. Now you notice here, I'm reading out of the King James Bible, Hebrews, and he said, let's go forward now. Let us go forward after we study and understand the ABCs of what Jesus taught. Amen. He said, let us go into perfection. He said, now he going to the third verse, talking about the teaching of the doctrines of baptisms. That's what it is. There's more than what is a water baptism, and there's a spiritual baptism called the Holy Ghost, the laying on of hands, and of the resurrection of the dead, and of eternal judgment. This we will do if God permit. For it is impossible for those who were once enlightened and have tasted of the heavenly gift and were made partakers of the Holy Ghost and have tasted the good word of God and the powers of the world to come, if they will fall away, to renew them again unto repentance, seeing they crucified to themselves the Son of God afresh and put them to an open shame. We're talking about repentance. We're going to, out of the foundation, amen, of the what Jesus taught. These are the basics. There are many more, amen, the doctrines that Jesus taught, but we're looking at the basics. You know, when you build a house, when they begin to go to elementary school, you learn the ABCs, amen. Then later on in your education, you know, you go to different classes, different levels, amen. So here we are on the basics, amen. It's a leaving the principles, amen, of the doctrine of Christ. Let us go on to perfection. Amen. We want to go into maturity now. We want to go that you don't have to be taught anymore about these basics topics here. Amen. You know, you understand. Amen. Are you constantly working on, amen, getting a real grassroots level down in your spirit, in your soul, about these different subjects here? Amen. When they build a house, amen, they dig down in the ground, be a house, a foundation, amen. They pour the concrete and the steel down in the hole, a house together, amen. And when they begin to get it, that's the part nobody sees. Nobody go and visit a house, they want to dig down, unless they're doing some type of reconstruction or girdling up the foundation for some reason. But that foundation has to be very strong to take care of whatever they're going to lay on top of it. Amen. You go in a house and you see the tile, the rugs, the beautiful building, but nobody knows but the contractors, amen, and the diagrams and permits knowing what type of foundation that house is built on. Amen. So Jesus is talking that he was saying that the writer is saying here, not laying again the foundations of repentance from dead works and of faith towards God. Amen. There's a baptisms. There are two baptisms. Amen. There's a water. Jesus told Nicodemus, you must be born again of the water and the Spirit. Amen. The Holy Spirit, amen, came to fruition during the time of Pentecost. Amen. He baptized, amen, those that was in the upper room. Amen. So you have a water baptism and you have a spiritual baptism. Amen. The laying of hands. The laying of hands not only for the sick. Amen. In the book of James, talking about the elders. Amen. Not with oil and prayer, faith shall save the sick. And also, in the book of Mark, he's saying these are the signs of those that believe, they lay hands on the sick, and they shall recover. Amen. So laying on the hands also for the Presbyterian board, they pray over a man, a woman, to give them authority to carry out the ministry, amen, of said organization, or to be a part of their a work, a vision that God had given that ministry. So when you lay hands on people, you give them authority, you transmit, amen, carry on for them and carry on the work, amen, of concerning the teaching of Jesus as well as of the church, amen. And the resurrection of the dead, start dealing with, amen, all type of burials. Amen. There are, you bury, you're learning how to bury the dead. You bury the dead above ground in tombs and, amen, in rocks. Then you also bury at the sea. You bury in the ocean. Amen. Burying of the dead. Amen. Covering the dead bodies. And you learn about, amen, how did Jesus die? Amen. Jesus was, amen, was put in a tomb. Amen. Joseph, the Amir's tomb. Amen. But you never see where any God's people that came into Christ, amen, his body was burned. There's no God's people from the Old Testament to the New Testament. Amen. Those who accepted Christ, their body was burned. Amen. And cremated. Amen. You don't find that, amen, in the basic teaching of Jesus. You look down through the Old Testament all the way. Amen. That people have set aside the sepulcher. Amen. The tombs. Amen. The burial grounds. Amen. They even buried Judas. Amen. So when you get into these burying, what they call cremation and burning the body, that's falling in the line of occult groups. Amen. Because of the fact, amen, the occults, amen, they burn the bodies. Amen. They worship, the devil worship it. So these are the basics. Amen. Once you begin to learn the eternal judgment, God going to judge. Amen. You're going to be judged. In the book of Revelation, the great white throne of judgment. Amen. If your name is not found, the book of Revelation, the 20th chapter, a book's going to be open. Amen. I've been studying, I haven't found how many books going to be open on everybody's life. Amen. If your name is not found in the book of life, amen. Amen. You're going to be judged out of all the books, all the things you have done. Angels are recording your life. Amen. God is a righteous judge. God is righteous. Amen. He will not do anything, amen, against you without showing you or telling you. Amen. That's what repentance is all about. That's where we're headed now, talking about repentance. Amen. God will always give us a chance to repent. He will always give us a chance to get it right in his eyesight. Amen. So, amen. Those are the basics, the basic teaching, Hebrews 6. Amen. The basics Jesus taught about. Amen. He taught about repentance. He taught about dead works, things that we don't have to go back to dealing with that. Faith towards God. Faith towards God. Amen. You got to live and trust in God. The Bible said the just shall live by faith. Amen. I look at some of these different Bibles. Sometimes I go through 5 or 10 Bibles, and I find that the Jewish Bible was saying that they call faith. They don't say faith. They say trust. Trust in God. Amen. Amen. We live by trust in God. Amen. But there were so many different translations still saying, amen. There are 5 or 6 or 7 or 8 of them talking about faith. Amen. We live by faith. Without faith in God, it's impossible to please him. And those that do have faith in him, God is a rewarder. Sometimes, amen, we blow through a lot of stuff too. So in reading and try to comprehend so words without forget now that God is the word. So one word can capture your spirit and give you what you need. Amen. God is a rewarder. He rewards you if you live right. He rewards you. Amen. If you come to him, he rewards you. Amen. He takes away what you have done wrong and give you. He replaces. Amen. He was a rewarder. Amen. He's better than any businessman. Amen. He's not a man. But if you go up, follow after his working with Jesus. Amen. So God is through his son Jesus Christ. Amen. Talking about the different baptism. There's two baptisms, spiritual and the water baptism. The laying of hands. Lay hands for the sick. We lay hands. Amen. Putting people in different offices, giving them authority. Amen. To go do the work, the anointing, praying for them to receive the anointing and the work. But you don't run and just jump on anybody and say, oh, I want to do this. No, you have to try. Try the person. Try them. God always, amen, in the book of Jeremiah, the 17th chapter, Jesus said, the writer was saying to the prophet, that God tried a spirit. Amen. And he tries you. He give you. And eventually, if you don't heed to what he's saying, if you're wrong, he let you have it. Amen. So we're talking about the basic foundation today in this study, tonight, wherever you might be. Amen. The basic foundation that you can build on as you begin to build your spiritual walk with Christ. And that's what it is. Amen. Even though we walk in this world, we will make mistakes. Repentance, amen. The more I look at repentance, the more I thank God for that doctrine. Amen. For that teaching. And all through the book of Revelation, but unto the seven churches, you notice that Christ, when he talked to John, received the revelation. And when he talked to these different churches, amen, and unto the angel, when he talked to the different churches and talked to the, amen, the leader, the angel, amen, the one that's responsible for the congregational teaching, making sure that they are going in the right direction, amen, regardless of who, amen, work along with him, amen. He always will say, amen. You notice in one church, in the second chapter of Revelation to Ephesus, amen. And he's a good psychologist, and he always have love and mercy. He said, remember the fifth verse under this church. He said, because thou have left thy first love. Amen. Remember therefore which thou hast fallen, and repent, and go back and do your first work. Amen. He talked to those, amen, in Pergamos church. Amen. He talked to them, and he was saying, amen, you have left the doctrine and have taken up the doctrine. Amen. And you have fallen to the side. And he noticed, and he said in the 14th verse, amen, of the same second chapter of Revelation, he said, I know that no doubt that works, and that I know where where Satan's seat is in the congregation. He said, but there's a few things I have against you, because you have left and begin to take up the doctrine of Balaam, who taught Balak to cast a stumbling stone before the children of Israel, to eat things sacrificed and commit fornication. And he that has the doctrine of Nicolaitans, which things I hate. But he go back and say, well, listen, the 16th verse, second chapter of Revelation, repent. Amen. In the book of the church of Thyatira, amen. He was saying that they have good works. He know their first. He know their works. But he said, well, one thing, amen, I noticed, amen, that the 20th verse, he said, nevertheless, I hear a few things against thee, because thou suffer that woman Jezebel, which called herself a prophetess, to teach and seduce my servants to commit fornication and to eat sacrifice of idols. Amen. I gave her space to repent, and she repented not. Amen. If you go on through the different churches, you notice Jesus, amen, the Apostle John, through all the letters, he receiving letters, amen, in the spiritual letters, God remind them, okay, you're doing this wrong. But I'm going to give you a space to tell me that you accept my judgment against me, and I'm going to give you a chance to get it right. Amen. God is a merciful God. He doesn't want nobody to go to hell and be burned up forever and ever. Amen. He want his work. He want his masterpiece, which is us. Amen. He created mankind in his own likeness, in his own image. Amen. He don't like people. Amen. He like Ezekiel 18. He said, "What profit he have?" Book of Ezekiel 18. What profit God have that you die? Amen. And lay to the corner of the road like a dead dog. Amen. He don't have no profit in people dying in sin. It's not good. It's not good money. If you had money, what is good to throw your money? We work hard for it. Amen. You just throw it away out of the window. Amen. No. He want to save as many people that he can. So you learn about repentance. Amen. Notice here, Amen. We're gonna read a commentary from the King James about the sixth verse of Hebrews, sixth chapter and the sixth verse of Hebrews. And it says about renewing for repentance. It says there's a kind of falling away that is irreversible. Amen. 1 John 5:16. Christian salvation is final. And the decision to reject it, it makes a certain level, cannot be irreversible. According to 1 John 2:19, anyone who makes such a decision was not really a member of the household of faith, although they may have seemed to be, as Judas Iscariot is the clearest example of someone who participated in the coming of the kingdom, but at the end, but did not enter in. What he did in Matthew 26:47-49, amen. This warning is not to encourage speculation about whether others are irreversibly lost, but urges you to cling closely to the salvation Savior ourselves. Amen. There is an unpardonable sin. Amen. But there are sins, amen, that God will forgive. God will forgive. God will forgive. Amen. Here's about the unpardonable sin here. Then we're going to go to the studio. Amen. We're going to open up the lines, and we're talking about, amen, talking about repentance, knowing what repentance, that's one of the first doctrines, amen, that Jesus taught down through the time that he was here with his apostles. Amen. So, we're talking about unpardonable sin. There's an unpardonable sin. Amen. Jesus seldom warning about a kind of sin that will not be forgiven, either in this world or in the next, is founded in the three Gospels, Matthew, Mark, and Luke. It is speculatively blasphemy against the Spirit. This blasphemy is an act performed by speaking, understood as an expression of the thought of the heart. In Matthew 12:33, Romans 10:9-10. In particularly context, the opposite of Jesus was saying that the power doing good works among them was not God but the devil. Amen. Jesus distinguished between this blasphemy and other sins. Both other sins of the speech and other sins in general. As the Bible teaches, God forgives sins of incest, murder, lying, and eventually persecution of the church, which Paul did while breathing, threatening, and murder against God's people. What makes the unpardonable sin different from others is the relationship of the Holy Spirit. It is the Holy Spirit's work to enlighten the minds of the sinner, to reveal and teach the gospel, persuading souls to repent and believe in the truth. The Spirit not only explains the Word of God, but He opens the minds so that it is perceived. When His influence is deliberately and knowingly refused in the opposite of the light, then the irreversible sin can be committed as a voluntarily informed act of malicious. In the response, there is a hardening of the heart from God that rules out repentance and faith. God permit the decision of the human will be permanent in this case. God does not do this lightly or without cause, but in response to an opposite against his love. A person who wants to repent, that is, to reverse the sins they may be guilty of, has not suffered this hardness and has not committed the profound act of hate that God has determined he will not forgive. Anyone who has been born again will not commit this sin because the Spirit lives in that person and God is not divided against himself. The other verse deals with the unpardonable sin, Hebrews 6:4-6, Hebrews 10:26-9, and in 1 John 5:16-17. These show that the possibility of this sin depend on there being particularly enlightening and understanding from God, and that is not in common, every day. Jesus said, all sins, whatever blasphemy, will be forgiven, except this one sin. God forgive adultery. God forgive lying. God forgive the murderer and the thief and the backbiter. God forgive all the Ten Commandments. Amen. But when you start talking against the Holy Ghost and you know what you're talking about, amen. The Holy Spirit wrote the Bible. Amen. The Spirit of God moved upon men. The Spirit of God gave men the sermons to preach. The Spirit of God is the one going to quicken us and take those believers and be caught up. Amen. To move out of heaven. So when people know what they're saying, Paul said he didn't know what he was saying. And that's why we thank God for repentance. There are people out there, if they have left the church because of church hurt, a church harm, they can always come back to Christ. They can always say, God, forgive me. Lord, forgive me. Amen. If it's possible, go to a church and be rebaptized. James 5:16-17. They call for the elders of the church. Amen. If you committed sin, anointed with oil and a prayer of faith shall save the sick. Get prayer over you. Amen. Come on back to God. Come on back to the fellowship, the assembly. Amen. But when people don't know, that's what the devil get involved in, and false teachers. Oh, you left God. You never can go back. No, that's a lie. Amen. You know the enemy. He's a liar. Amen. So these are the basics. You can come back to God. You can come back to the church. You can come back to Jesus. Amen. Amen. 1 John 1:9 says, if you confess your sin, he is faithful and just to forgive us of our sins. Because sometimes you do things you don't know you did, and that's what a model prayer. Amen. I love the model prayer. Lord, forgive me of my transgression as I forgive those who trespass against me. All right. We're going to slow down here because we need to go into the studio. Amen. We have a great audience tonight. We always thank God for you and you. Amen. Because you're the one going to be taking the message. Amen. I believe God brought you to this Blog Talk lesson and study and fellowship that we do. Amen, that you all can be instruments in taking the gospel, the foundation to the world itself. Amen. All right, we open up the studio lines, and where our technician will put you in. All you have to do is press 1 on your phone. Some of you for the first time don't know, you press 1. All right, 305-4271. God bless you.
Bless you, Bishop. I think I hit one a little bit immature, premature,
oh,
rather.
Okay.
While you
all right,
was talking to
right.
me, I think I dropped the phone or something. But anyways, thank God for the lesson tonight. And how you doing tonight, Bishop?
All right. God bless you. Can't complain.
Yeah, I listened there as you talked, and Spirit said to me that we have to make sure we get on the right foundation.
Mm-hmm.
And once we get on the right foundation, our major concern is the house that's standing on the foundation. You don't have to worry about the foundation if you're on the right one. But then, you know, if the house needs to be repaired, that's what repentance is, a tool to fix the house. That make a lot of sense, don't it? And
yes,
so that
yes,
is necessity that we have the Spirit of God, you know, so that he can lead and guide us. And I know it's true what you said there about you believe and you save, you ain't going to commit, you know. You ain't going to talk against the Spirit. You ain't going to, because he's leading you. See what I'm saying? So that puts another thing on us. We are commanded or somewhat determined, you know, to watch our speech and what we say, you see. It ain't that you got chains and all that on you. You bound, you see, but he's leading us, you see. So then, therefore, if you err or you get away from the truth, you repent. You work on the house, you see. So I was just looking at that, Bishop, and I thank you for it.
All right, God bless you. Very good, very good. Yes, yes, there's a lot of things that, you know, I used to carry. All right, we're at now at 954-4427. 954. All right, God bless you. You're on the air.
God bless you, Bishop. Good evening. It's good to be back on the
God
broadcast.
Bless
you. You know, I was thinking this foundation thing, and to me, foundation is like integrity. And your integrity is your foundation. If you live this life, you know the world tell you that. The world says, you know, if you don't stand for something, then you'll fall for anything. Now, when Jesus asked the disciples, who do men say I am? And it was Peter who he said, you know, and when he told Peter, when Peter said, you are the Christ, Son of God. And God said, on this revelation, I'll build my church, and the gates of hell will not prevail against it. The revelation knowledge that God, Jesus said, only his Father, the Father could have gave him that revelation knowledge. Now, only God's words has power. And as we live this life, we have to get our foundations rock solid, you know, because the foundations support the whole structure. You may put different walls or take a wall down, but the foundation supports everything. Now, in our lives, we need the Word of God is the only Word that has power. So we need to get the Word of God in us to build a strong foundation that we can endure all the things that are piled on us in this life. So as we go through this life, it doesn't matter what comes against or what is put on us. Our foundation is rock solid, and that's going to be our integrity that we live by the whole time we're here on this earth, that rock solid foundation based on the Word of God. So that's to me, that's what foundation is when it comes to being spiritual. You just got to get the Word of God in you and build your foundation so that you can stand against whatever comes against you, whatever is put on you in this world. That's what I want to say, Bishop. Thank you.
All right. Paul said it, put on the whole armor of God, amen, that you be able to stand, amen. Once you get these different teachings thoroughly in your spirit, amen, the way these different groups will come up against you, amen, about Jesus, about the Bible, about the way you should live, about who you should marry, about where you're going after death, all these different things, you can stand there and say, no, I'm not accepting that. I can tell you where I stand. All right. God bless you. We thank God for all of you. Amen. Those that are here for the first time, amen, you can push 1 on your phone, and you won't. We won't cut you off after you speak. You'll always be on the air listening. Amen. But you can push 1 on your phone. We put the area code in, and we type in your last 4 digits. We won't give out your name, but you can, if you want to. But these programs are being aired by others in Christ, and you can well yourself. Amen. You can go to our website, www.jciministries.org. Amen. You can listen to these programs during the run of the day and night, anytime. You can even go to Blog Talk Radio, amen.com, and look for Doctrine of Truth. Bishop Poole on your computers. Amen. And pull up, amen, over the years, different type of programs, and you can look up there and pick a program. Amen. God's word is the same. Amen. We're working, as always, the doctrine of truth. Amen. From the grassroots level. In other words, those that can break it down and give you their opinion, their dreams, their vision, what they live by. What they live by. Amen. So I'm quite sure many of us have been tested by other groups, by other visions and books and writers, and they almost shook your foundation, in other words, where you stand in Christ. Amen. Things that come up for your family, your job, your health, and tests. Amen. Your belief found, your belief, what you believe in. Amen. It's good to have out of the mouth of two or three witnesses. Amen. That you can go to the Word of God and the two or three witnesses, amen, and through the Spirit of God, amen, that you can grasp, amen, this word, that this teaching that Jesus did. All right, we're talking about the foundation we're looking at from the book of Hebrews, the 6th chapter, amen, concerning, did you ever study out, amen, these different teaching? And also, we're talking about repentance, one of the first doctrine Jesus said, John the Baptist, amen, brought, amen. He came out of the wilderness preaching and teaching about repentance. Repent, amen. Turn, the other word, turn from what you're doing, amen. Turn, stop what you're doing and put down that, put down this, and grasp what Jesus, his Son of God. And Jesus came among all these different groups that was there at his time. And they wasn't looking for Jesus to be a man. Amen. They're looking for God's Son, the Messiah. Then they expect him to come that way. Amen. God has ways that, amen, it's not like our ways. He know how to get your attention. So if you look at the book of Revelation, look at all the seven churches, and if people told you that you liar, you can't be saved. God said, repent. If you're a murderer, you cannot be saved. God said, repent. Amen. You fornication, adultery, amen, you still can repent. Amen. And it goes on and on. Amen. God will forgive you, even preaching against the church. Amen. God, like Paul did. So there are many things that we have done in ignorance. In ignorance. Paul said he did things in ignorance. He really didn't know. Amen. But if you be around people, amen, out of groups that blaspheme, they talk against God, and they know what they're talking against God. They call good evil. Amen. They call what God's doing, they talk against it. Say, oh, that's evil. That's not right. Amen. If I was you, I'll leave that person alone. They might have good conversation. They might have a good welfare, whatever. Amen. But that's God. Well, next thing you know, God will turn their mind over. God will turn their mind over to a reprobated mind. Amen. To be doing things that, amen, a common person will never do. They cannot repent. Amen. Satan won't be able to make it. He cannot make it into heaven. Amen. Knowing your enemy, he can't make it. So he's out to destroy all of God's people. The devil has a time limit. Amen. You have go through trials and tribulation. There's a time limit against your trials and your tribulation. There's a certain time to certain things. Job went through a lot, but then God cut it off. Peter said, God know how much you can bear. He know how much you can bear. All right. You can go into our studio. You can press 1 on your phone. Amen. We're talking about the foundation. The foundation. If you find, amen, you go back and review these different topics here. Yes, Jesus taught more than just repentance and water baptism. Jesus didn't preach water baptism all the time. Amen. He didn't repeat repentance all the time. Amen. He didn't repeat, amen, everlasting life all the time. But you need to know that you do have everlasting life. there is a judgment. Amen. So you get those basic down when the world begin to rise up with these different groups. Amen. Amen. They want to know what the color of Jesus' skin. Amen. They want to know, amen, where was he born? They want to know how many letters in the Bible. See, they coming at your foundation. Amen. They want to shake your foundation. Amen. And you can just stand strong. You can just stand strong. So like Paul was saying, I know I'm persuaded. I know there's no height, no depth, no width. And they will come after you about money. They'll come after you about marriage. They'll come after you about many things. But they have to repent. They have to repent. All right, the lines are open. Amen. We're talking about the foundations. You might have seen a foundation, amen, that has not been properly laid in some people's lives or some doctrines of churches, amen, of faith that is very relevant today. Amen. So obvious. Once you begin to study these foundations now, amen, Paul says, study to show thyself approved unto God, a workman needed not be ashamed. Amen. Once God begin to reveal to you, amen, maybe you have a crack in your foundation. Amen. I know I was on a mission. You can press one on your phone anytime. I was on a mission, amen, in the Caribbean, and we stayed in a widow's home. And during that time, we noticed when we got there, we've been there two or three times, and me and my worker together, we noticed that the person that was with me, they was a contractor, and they noticed there was a crack in the wall, all up the cement wall. Amen. You can almost look, you can see the light through from outside, and the floor, and the floor. Amen. And we began to talk, and they said, well, widow said, well, after a while, when y'all leave, I don't know what, sometime this year, they're going to tear this house down and rebuild it. And we was wondering, well, what happened? Why did the builder such a nice, beautiful wall house? They call them wall houses. It's a concrete house. And say, well, you know, the person didn't put no steel in it. If they put it in there, they took it out. Amen. Nothing to hold on to. The concrete, the block, and the plaster, the mortar, amen, didn't have anything to hold on to. So when the foundation start cracking, amen, it pulled the wall loose a little bit, the concrete wall. And that's what the Holy Ghost does. The Holy Spirit, amen, he's the one that holds the walls up. If your foundation start cracking, amen, it is going to pull the other part of your life. It's going to start cracking. Amen. So that house didn't have no steel in it. Amen. When the man finished, it looked beautiful and good, but at times, amen, the aging of the times, amen, the wall and the weight, amen, the house began to crack. Amen. Those that have not completely, amen, gotten the proper foundation about the life after Christ are being judged. All of us going to go to the great white throne of judgment. But those names have not been written down in the Lamb Book of Life. Amen. They're going to have to come through the judgment seat. We're all going to appear. But the angel going to look, the Lord going to say, well, God going to say, is his name written? And the angel opened the book of the life and look and say, oh, no, his name not there. All right, go over here and be judged. Amen. They're going to be judged out of the thing. You can't stand there and say, oh, Lord, I didn't do this. I didn't mean this. Well, open that book. Oh, I don't know how many books going to be there. We'll open book page 5, verse 45, and all this. I don't know. But, amen, people need to know their life going to be judged. God is a righteous judge. Amen. All right, we want to, our time always looks like it's slip away from us. Amen. We can take two or three more callers. Amen. You can push one on your phone. Amen. One on your phone. We're talking about the basic foundation. What do we see today? Amen. Those of you that have the basics, amen, what do you see? today that's always out there, amen, that's challenging this foundation, this basic teaching of Jesus. We'd like to put that out there. Would you see the basic been challenging, amen, the basics of Jesus? Just push one on the phone, amen. Our technician will put you in, amen, concerning the foundation of teaching. Amen. This foundation of teaching, amen, you can build on. Amen. You can shake it off and go on. People can come back to Christ. Yes, they can. They can come back to the assembly. Yes, they can. They can come, amen, and give, and not be ashamed. They don't have to be ashamed. You've talked to someone about Christ and why you stopped going to church, why you don't assemble anymore. Amen. You can maybe begin to talk of this. Amen. You can come. You can come back to Christ. You can come. There's a lady, amen, again on the mission field, amen. When I was there, one of the family in Christ wanted us to go pray for a young lady. Amen. We went there. And he told a story. He said, God told me to go down the hill. This young man was riding his bicycle. And every morning he would go down the hill and he'll drive along by the bridge. And that big truck come in the morning, big bus. During the time, those big buses take up almost all of the roads. The Lord told him to tell the young man, go down there and tell him, be careful when you go around that road. Amen. And she didn't go. She went down. No, she went down there. Amen. But she didn't say nothing to him. He came down there. Amen. And one time, he came down there and the bus ran over him. And we all said she'd been getting prayers. Everybody been praying for her. For how many years? Young lady, God forgave her. We all prayed. But she just wouldn't forgive herself. She just would not forgive herself. Amen. We all have, God has given us a word to give to people. Or God has given us things to say or to do. Amen. And some of the time we regret what we didn't do. But God will forgive you if you repent and ask God to forgive you. All right, we're at area code 305-4271. Go ahead.
You know, Bishop, Jesus, he is that foundation,
mm-hmm.
You see. And he said that those that are in my Father's hand, no man can pluck them out.
Mm-hmm.
You see, we talking about things that God have set up that can't be moved, you see.
Mm-hmm.
And so what it is, if we get in, it makes it impossible to get us out of God's hand because he shields us and he protects. You see,
mm-hmm.
We come to him. What the devil's thing is, he try to bring the things against people, the people of God, you see.
Mm-hmm.
So this is, again, why the Spirit of God is very much needed, because he is the one, he's really the witness. He's always there to tell you through your weakness you can make it, you see.
Mm-hmm.
Anybody who comes to the Lord and give their life to Jesus don't have no business straying away from the foundation, because the
mm-hmm.
Word of God is the bread, see. We have to look at it in that sense. The Word of God is the bread, and you eat the bread, which is the Word of God, it makes you strong. And see, the devil, like, that means that we are begotten of God. And the Word says that he that's begotten of God, you see, the devil touches him not. So the solution is, build your house on the sure foundation, which is the Word of God. But then it's what? Whom God have sent, you see. He is what God is saying to the world. So the basic foundation is what? You may be filtered now, but stay on the foundation. He put you there, you see. And the word of God will break every yoke. And the Spirit will lead you, you see, out of all your frustration. So it is a sure thing. This is why I can call you brother and don't have to bite my tongue. You see what I'm saying? And God said, rather Jesus was speaking, and he said, now I don't want you judging one another. You see, if I can't help you, it's against God's law for me to say anything different. So that's what we're looking at when you're talking about the basic foundation. We are building on the true foundation, which is that word of God. And what we have to do is stand. And just like you said, cause you broke one leg, you understand? God give people, his people, power, you see, to mend the broken hearts. And we do that through the power of God. But in all our doing through the Spirit, you see, it's by the Spirit which we overcome. So I like this thing going, cause it's a powerful, sure thing. Thank you, Bishop.
All right. Very good. Very good, as always. Amen. The Holy Spirit is working, as always. Amen. We thank God. All right. All right. Go right ahead. Yeah. 954.
Yeah. Bishop, I just think about, you know, quite a while back when we was coming up, we was taught early in the morning when we went to school to come to school with a Bible verse. And over the years, you learn some words of God that stayed with you ever since you was a child. And as you grew and got older, they were still in you, because every day you had to have a Bible verse. The thing is, Bishop, learning the word of God is the best way to get a solid foundation in your life and to live on that foundation. And if you start them out early, learning the word of God, that word would take them through their adult life, and when they'll constantly come back to the word of God to strengthen themselves spiritually so that they can deal with the world and live in this world. But that's the only word that has power. And the only way that can get people to build a foundation spiritually is to teach them the word of God early in life.
All right. All right. Give us a prayer. Give us a short prayer.
Father God, help us, Father God, to be obedient to your word. As we be obedient to your word, Father God, let that word be planted in our hearts as it become the foundations of our lives. That, Father God, we will govern ourselves by your word, and always, Father God, depend upon you to guide us in this life. In Christ Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
All right, and we have one more short prayer. One more short prayer. Go right ahead, 305.
Father, we are so grateful tonight for this word tonight. We thank you for the truth. We thank you, Lord, that you are all those things that are hidden and are necessary for our further development. We see in this time that you are bringing them to us. We thank you, Lord, for your grace and your mercy. And we just want you to know we really appreciate the joy, which is our strength. We thank you, Lord, for keeping us, healing our bodies and keeping us well. Thank you, oh God, for the love that you put in our hearts. And we praise you for all things in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. God bless you. We love you all. Amen. We thank God for you. You weren't here by mistake. Amen. God is dealing with you and working with you and helping you. Amen. To build your foundation. Amen, that you can be a representative of help, amen, to many more, amen. So I don't take these programs lightly, amen. You can go to our websites from time to time, www.jciministries.org, www.jciministries.org, or you can go to, amen, Block Talk Radio, look for Doctrine of Truth. Amen. Bishop Poole, there are many more programs. You can enjoy any time of day, any moment. Amen. We love you. God bless you. Father, we thank you right now. You say we're two or three. Lord, we ask you to touch and agree like iron sharpening iron. Oh, God, increase my brother and our sisters. Amen. Faith. In Jesus we pray. Amen. Amen.